everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, well, that didn't work out quite as expected. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio, where anything can happen, because we are live here on Mega Powers Radio. It is the night after Hell in a Cell, Monday, October 27th, and we just finished watching tonight's edition of Raw. Pretty interesting direction that WWE is going now. We've seen a lot of things shaken up since last night. Should be a lot to talk about tonight, and I'm interested in getting into it. Let's first introduce all the panelists we have here this evening. First off, my name is Mike Payton. I'm station director here at Mega Powers Radio. Next with me is Mr. Drew White, the leader of the Drew Crew. What's shaking, Drew?
What's shaking is not my floor. I can tell you that much.
What?
Oh. Okay. Also with us, Mr. Steven Huego, the host of Addicted to Anime and the leader of the Unanimous Decision MMA Project.
God damn it, Drew.
That's a good introduction. And also the president of SparkOutMoment.com as well as FanboysAnonymous.com, Mr. Tony Mangos.
What? Mangos? I'm multiple me now? Awesome. Maybe I can get some shit done.
I broke Tony.
At least he doesn't put phlegm in your name.
How could you do that with that? Any mangos?
Yeah.
He'd find a way.
Oh, that's it. Now I'm doing it. Honey. That doesn't quite work as well. Well, all right, guys. Very interesting past couple nights in wrestling, I gotta say. Certainly a shakeup from the drab past number of months. I want to ask the question I normally ask you guys here at the beginning. What's the number one thing you took away from tonight's Raw? Steven, why don't you start us off?
Ryback rules.
Absolutely. Ryback returning this evening. I should also mention we had a couple... I don't know what the exact term for me, but we had turns. People had attitude changes. A number of them. I think it was three, maybe even four. Lots of changes going on. Drew, out of all the things that happened tonight, what's the number one thing you took away?
Shoot. That Orton RKO. Still pretty good out of nowhere. Not too shabby. I didn't get to see Ryback return, unfortunately. I had to go to a fucking Ford meeting, and that was stupid. So...
Why were you meeting with Floors?
dude, shut up.
I mean, did they have anything interesting to say at least?
No. This is what happened. I go downstairs at like 9:30. I'm milked there till about like 10:15.
And what happened? You're milked there?
No. They milked.
Yeah.
If they milked it how long we were there. They're like, okay, fill out the secret paper. Okay, let's put you guys into groups and get to know each other. And I was like, fuck my life. Fuck everything about it. Just why? And then you guys said running back's coming back. I'm like, Oh my God. I was just like about to, my face was that, like, someone's like, Drew, you're okay. I'm like, ugh, just Kennedy, fuck me.
Goodness gracious. Tony, what's the number one thing you took away from tonight's show?
I'm more curious about what's the number one thing I took away from all that diatribe that Drew just did.
I'd be shocked if you took anything away from it.
Something about floors, I don't know. But you know what? When we were going into this episode of Raw, I had this feeling, and I said it to our little chat that we had going on. I felt like somebody was going to end up dropping a title, and that didn't end up happening, but I was sort of on the right boundary here because they ended up doing a couple resets with those turns. So there was something with the atmosphere tonight that really screamed that they wanted to change things up. And I'm glad that they did because it's going to go far in the long run.
Indeed. Well, we can get more into specifics, but I also want to tell y'all out there that we want to know what you thought about Raw tonight. What's the big thing you took away or what got you hot? Call into the show. Area code 760-512-7247 will get you in line. We already got a couple people waiting patiently. And of course, the chat room is up and running. Not too many people in there tonight. I see a lot of guests, though. All you guests, get yourself registered. If this is your first time here, head to blogtalkradio.com, register with them, and then scroll to the bottom where you'll find the chat room with Ferris419, Wazili, Five Times Combo was there just a second ago. In fact, I got a question I pulled out from him that I want to answer. I'm going to wait and see if he comes back, though. You can ask questions to us through there. You can talk to other cool people in there. Every single member of the panel is also in the chat room as well. Two conversations going on once. Two! It's a big deal. Check it out. All right, guys, let's continue moving forward then. I really don't know if I could just really pick out one big thing from the show. They had a big, big job to do following up Hell in a Cell last night, which was, in my opinion, a fantastic pay-per-view. If you want to get more in-depth about what our opinions on this, stay tuned for this week's Smack Talk, where we're going to do our full in-depth review of every single match on that card. Likely to be different opinions throughout all of us, but I think we got to have a lot of positive vibes towards this. A lot of new things generated between these past couple nights. And I think a solid showing that they are ready to move on from the John Cena's and Randy Orton's. They're still going to be key characters, but they really are ready to start trusting the ball with other people. We're seeing that with the Dean Ambroses. Tonight we saw a big, big return for Ryback. There's just so much going on. We got Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns waiting in the wings. It's an exciting time in wrestling again. That's not even, what about all these NXT people we can't even like talk about most of the time when you're mentioning this? Holy crap. I am excited. How are you guys?
I'm excited. It's good.
Woo.
Woo woo.
So you guys got really like, well, everyone's always cool. So goddamn negative with everything going on, and like I think it's a really exciting, it's still a transitional period. We haven't hit whatever this, you know, big part of whatever we can have coming is, but I think there's so much potential in what we got sitting here right now.
Well, you hit it right on the forehead. You know they're in this bit of a transitional, and also they've two key players are out right now with Reigns and Daniel Bryan, so we'll wait and see what they the product's gonna look like come back. But tonight's Raw was a hell of a lot better than what we've had in the past 2 weeks, 2 months, at every SummerSlam. So good vibes indeed. Yeah, and like you know, it seems like they're trusting the ball of other people. I don't know about Bo Dallas. That sucks what happened to him. Lost back-to-back nights, but I didn't get to see that. But hopefully, did he say anything cool on the mic at least? Any positive vibes? Not like he did last time after he lost to Mark Henry. Or Washington.
Yeah, nothing really.
Ah, that sucks. Yeah. So there's a look like they're just dropping the ball with the whole Bell thing.
Yeah, I guess he's just going to be a comedy jobber.
That's unfortunate. You know, but fuck, dude, Bell was fucking amazing. That's unfortunate. But yeah, like you said, you know, it looks like
the product looks good right now. We'll have to see what they do at Survivor Series. I mean, it doesn't look like Lesnar's going to be back for that, so it'll be interesting to see what they do.
Of course, tonight goes.
Don't you have something you want to add to that?
Oh, shit.
Well, I guess Waco does.
Tonight had a lot of positive notes on it, but the issue is, and I'm finding it more and more each week, it's hard to take in those good moments and enjoy them so much when it's stretched out over a 3-hour period. By the second hour, I'm clocked out. So there's a lot of good out there, and there's some good direction going on, but as long as these shows continue to be 3 hours, it's really hard to totally appreciate what's going on.
You could have removed a lot of those segments tonight. I'm talking about you, Hulk Hogan. What a freaking waste of a legend coming on the show. And they already did this. They already had Hogan come out and do the whole breast cancer thing.
Wait, he did? I didn't even notice he came out once already for breast cancer.
Yeah, but they have two breasts.
He came out like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, shit. My bad. I didn't know. I must have missed it.
I don't want to sound insensitive. I think it's a great thing to raise breast cancer awareness. I have a big problem with the Susan G. Komen company. That's something we can get into another time. I can't believe that the crowd actually cheered the CEO that was there last night. Of all people, like the breast cancer survivors, they absolutely deserve all the admiration and all that. But the CEO should have gotten booed out of that building last night. I'm disappointed in Dallas.
Most people don't pay attention to anything else. Most people like, well, charity, yay, let's do charity stuff. You know,
people probably didn't know who that person was. If you keep up with the Susan G. Komen thing and what they do, then yeah, you have a right to boo. But I highly doubt any of those kids knew who she was. And most of the adults are probably like, oh, this guy or female. So it is what it is.
So we mentioned there's going to be, or there was rather, a number of turns tonight. I think probably the biggest and most important one was the one by the Viper, Randy Orton. A lot of people have been waiting for this. They've been chomping at the bit ever since he blew up with the memes, and he's just been slowly pulling more of a reaction from the people and egging on them, cheering for him whenever he's doing his pose in the corner. Tonight, Randy Orton finally snapped. He came out while Seth Rollins was doing a speech talking about how he's the future. I think Randy Orton delivered the most intense promo possibly he ever did in his career. I never seen him put so much like soul and anger into something he was saying. And I think it's one of the first times I really believed anything Randy Orton was saying in a goddamn long time. It was really powerful. Triple H tries to defuse the situation between the two, but Randy Orton delivers an RKO out of nowhere to Seth Rollins, fully cementing his rebellion against the authority and his babyface turn. What do you guys think about that?
I like it. I've been waiting for it for a while. I thought that, well, I think a while back we talked about it on Smack Talk about that they were planning on turning him face at some point in the upcoming months. They just got lucky at the right time. I don't know if they started the whole RKO meme thing or they just got lucky that it picked up the way it did, but it worked. I'm actually really for Randy Orton. And like you said, that speech, that promo he cut, I was like, holy shit, this guy. I thought he was going to lose his voice. Even though he was only out there for 30 seconds speaking, I was like, dude, this guy. Better than anything Cena has done in the past year. I believe him more than Cena now, just by that one thing alone. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with him going into the Survivor Series, because if he somehow joins Team Cena, I don't know if he will, but if he does, that's one stacked team, if you really look at it, especially with Ziggler, the way they've been using him, like the guy who doesn't really give up, kicks out of everything type of thing. So, yeah, I think it's really good what they're doing with Orton. I don't know what they're going to do with him going into Mania, but I'm looking forward to see what he does moving on.
Anyone else have any thoughts to that?
I thought this was a really solid opening segment, and every time I hear the King of Kings play at the beginning of a show, I immediately roll my eyes because it's more of the same. But they mix things up, and it was a strong way to open the show. Orton was on fire tonight. And I like face Randy Orton in small doses. I think this face run will be like any other Randy Orton face run in about 3 months' time. We're going to be sick of it. But right now it's needed. We've got a lack of baby faces. And I think they made a mistake by not having him beat John Cena, because I think Randy Orton versus Brock Lesnar is a fantastic matchup that you can do, a different matchup that you can do. And not just that, but it makes Brock Lesnar look stronger for whoever he puts over at WrestleMania, assuming that's what he does. So, strong opening, fantastic promo by Randy Orton, and I enjoyed after the RKO, Triple H's reaction, like, Yes. Fuck.
Yeah. Should have seen that one coming.
It was like, sad dick.
Well, that's the breaks. Tony, you want to round us out?
Sure. I'm going to piggyback off of something you said a little bit earlier and tie that in about being excited for what's going on right now. Yes and no. I'm not excited about what's going on right this second. I'm excited about what's going to be coming around the Royal Rumble. A big problem that I have in WWE right now is something that we've talked a little bit about here and there, but right now it was solidified tonight. Brock Lesnar is going to be taking another month off, and we're in a situation where we've got a lot of interesting things. Like, NXT is kicking ass. This Randy Orton promo was the best thing that Randy Orton's done in months, if not years, promo-wise, from what I've seen. I'm really excited to see what they're going to do with Randy Orton. I kind of agree a little bit with what Wago says, that a couple months from now, it might get a little bit stale. It kind of all depends. But I sort of think that they're going to be on this lull for the next 2 months where nothing really is going to officially happen until the Royal Rumble. We're going to have, you know, two more pay-per-views where we're going to have to forget that Brock Lesnar isn't there, and we're going to just have other people fill the spots. And, you know, like, we're going to get this Team Cena thing where the whole big thing is about John Cena against the Authority. And while that isn't necessarily bad, what disappoints me about it is you can't fully get into everything that you could. And if right now they were able to have everybody that was back from injury and Brock Lesnar was actually wrestling like he should, I think it would be an amazing, amazing fucking product. And even without the injury people, if we just had like John Cena and Brock Lesnar did their own thing, and then we had Randy Orton and Seth Rollins against each other already, and we had Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt, and, you know, if all that kind of, all those elements could come into play, it would be awesome. But we're going to run into a situation where Survivor Series and TLC is going to be waiting for that kind of stuff to happen. And if they don't figure out a good enough way to pull that off where the Royal Rumble comes and we're still that excited about it, they're going to lose their opportunity. So there's a lot of potential here, and something like a Randy Orton face turn right now, it's starting off with a bang, and it could be amazing. But if they spend 2 months where they're not actually willing to have that momentum capitalized on, then they're going to run into an issue where when he comes out at the Royal Rumble, well, who gives a shit? Randy Orton's been faced for 2 months and he hasn't done a goddamn thing. You know what I mean? So I'm optimistic that things could be amazing, because right now they're looking like they could be awesome. But there's always that chance that WWE could pull the rug underneath everybody, and it could just be, you know, 2 months of stalling. And then by the time it comes around, then who gives a shit anymore? They did that multiple times with multiple people. We had that situation with Ryback in the past where, no, he's going to get his big push the next month, and then the next month, and then the next month. Then eventually he turns heel, and, well, Ryback's a fucking loser. Who cares if he faces John Cena? You know what I mean? So lots of potential. Hopefully they'll capitalize on it. Randy Orton, big thumbs up. Awesome fucking promo.
Well, you mentioned Ryback. We got a lot to talk about Ryback in a little bit. Want to remind everyone listening out there, though, we're going to be opening up the phone lines in just a couple minutes. If you want to get yourself in line to get on there, dial area code 760-512-7247, or you could also use Skype by pressing the Skype icon at the top of the page. Make sure you're using the Blog Talk Radio link, though. If you use megapowersradio.com, unfortunately that Skype icon doesn't seem to work. Make sure you're at the blogtalkradio.com/megapowersradio link. And also, all you guests, I'm going to remind you one more time, register yourself at blogtalkradio.com, scroll down, join the chat room. We got Ferris419, Wazilian, Silent Wind of Doom in there. Five times Gabo came back and he's gone again, but I want to pull a question from him before we start taking callers on. This is a good question, actually. This is such a weird question, but why do people say baby face instead of face sometimes? And I think that's a good question, because I think it's important to once in a while refresh these kind of things, because we've all, I hate to say it, are smarks in a lot of ways, and we've been into dirt sheets and forums and Facebook groups and all this crap.
Never
for
be
years.
Into that.
Oh, you're full of crap. So we're familiar with these terms. Like, they're second nature. These have been in our vocabulary for a decade, you know. So some people might just not know those words. So Wago, as the former performer, you're probably the best one to break kayfabe and use, let us know in the terminology. Explain what a babyface is.
Well, first off,
why people use that instead of face.
Babyface is, the difference between babyface and face is just an abbreviation of it. I mean, it just got shortened over time. As far as what it is, it just means good guys as opposed to heels, which is bad guys. Pretty much simple as.
Mm-hmm. Why exactly did they choose the term babyface, though?
Honestly, I have no idea. No one ever broke that to me in the business and explained why. It was pretty much, this is what a babyface is. This is what a heel is. You do this to be a babyface. You do this to be a heel.
I know these are, like, ancient terms, too. These go all the way back to the Carney days of wrestling, that they referred to good guys as babyface and bad guys as heels. Or they also had, what was the other terms? I believe one of them was, like, stretchers is the heels, and something else was the babyfaces. Oh, my gosh. Ancient wrestling is, like, crazy. When you go back to, like, the early 1900s, late 1800s, there's a Facebook group, a really, really good one. I want to give shout-outs to them. What the hell is it? The Pro Wrestling Historical Society, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to feel terrible if that's wrong. But they're a really great group if you want to learn more about pre-expansion wrestling. Like, even going before the territory days. Like, the territory days would be, like, late for them. If you want to learn about wrestling from, like, the Gorgeous George era and before, going all the way back to, like, Frank Gotch and George Hackenschmidt, go and check out that group. I want to give them a big shout-out. They've done some fantastic things over there. They just launched a website a couple months ago. I want to support them, and y'all should go support them, too. It's something different that you don't get to see much out on the internet there for what they're showing off there.
And the stretcher term makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's pretty much all matches were back then, was the fucking heel stretching baby faces and jobbing them out unless they had a miraculous comeback. So that makes a lot more sense. As far as heel and face, I'm sure they've got some original meanings, but I have no idea why they picked them.
Mm. Well, and those matches back in the day used to last for, like, hours. Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, when you hit that period of pro wrestling, I've got little to no interest.
Thank goodness there isn't much video about it. Oh, goodness. All right, so I think it's time for us to start bringing on some callers here. So we're going to take our first caller, as usual, from the 412 area code. That's Pittsburgh, and his name is JD. JD, you there with us?
Michael, what's going on, guys? How's it going, guys?
Not too much, man. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I have to make a request before we get into Raw, however. Starting next week, what's if that? We can start doing this, however, maybe it's okay with you guys. I think we ought to do the Hollywood Hulk Hogan NWO intro of Voodoo Child. I think that would be a good intro for me to come into, I think. Because when I let loose, you know I let loose bad.
I would, man. I think we might get some copyright claims with that one. This one we get away because I don't think anyone's looking to make claims for the Doogie Howser theme. Voodoo Child, I'm sure there's some still heavy protections out there, so I don't think it would be wise to use that one.
But if there is, we can try. Maybe I'm thinking. Maybe I'm just throwing it out there for you guys, though.
We'll see what ends up there.
Right,
it's probably going to be Doogie again.
No
just forewarning you.
No problem.
But, Jenny, how you doing, man? What do you think about the last couple of nights? It's been a crazy few nights for
wrestling. It has been a crazy couple of nights. I mean, last night, of course, we had that crazy fall with Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. Dean Ambrose off the cage. Then we have Bray Wyatt and appearing in a hologram, like 1977 Star Wars call, and so they want their hologram back. I mean, in my opinion, Hell in a Cell was an absolutely bullshit show last night. It really was. It was pathetic. It was dumb. I'm serious. It was dumb. It really was. You had 15,103 there, and you had Cena and Randy Orton for the umpteenth time, which was probably the best match of the night. Then you have a hokey main event the way it went. Then you have Nikki and Brie Bella with their little mini feud, if you will, along with AJ and Paige, however. And then, of course, you had the same old bullshit with the Usos versus the Dust Brothers. You have Bo freaking ass Dallas, however, against Mark Henry. He goes 30 seconds long. And then you have Rusev and Lana, which, thank God, they weren't on tonight. tonight, however. It's San Antonio, however, taking on the Big Slow, however. But getting to Raw tonight, however, I mean, once again, I mean, let's get to Raw now. I mean, oy vey. I mean, once again, the show was a piece of shit show in every sense of the word. And once again, it shows you that JBL loves to suck up to the authority and blow Triple H when he can because he's his big bitch. Oh, yeah, I'm the authority's big cheerleader. I will suck Triple H real well like Seth Rollins and Jamie Noble and Joey Mercury. I'm doing it so well because I'm the best at it. Give me a fucking break. I mean, I agree with you guys about Orton's promo. Orton's promo was dynamite tonight. I thought it was really good. And the thing is, what did they do after that? Oh, that's right. They gave the rest of the night off, however. Great move. That's going to really attract ratings there at WWE. I mean, obviously you had to have Stephanie the Whore, however, say to John Cena, why don't you come to our side and join the authority? Here's an idea, Stephanie. Why don't you have Seth Rollins and his little bitch boys already say that you're joining basically the authority? Oh, that's right. Why don't you have Noble and Mercury join your husband's team? Why don't you tell your husband to grow a set of balls and get back in the ring? Oh, that's right. He won't do it because he's a little bitch and he has to have his little boys do it for him because he has no penis, apparently, to get back in the ring. What a shame. I mean, this was an absolute train wreck of a show. The Hulk Hogan thing was too much. I mean, four times in, what, the last month alone? I mean, last week he's in Kansas City off TV. This week they bring him back to television, and they do that little thing, however, the Susan G. Komen thing. Fine, that's good. Don't get me wrong, that's fine. But enough is enough with the Hulkster hype. I mean, seriously, I mean, this was absolutely a disastrous show. And like I said, the ratings are going to be absolutely putrid tonight.
Man, JD, I don't know if I've ever disagreed with you more. I've really liked last night's pay-per-view, and I thought tonight's show was a very passable Raw. I just have to ask, man, like, what would you be happy with right now? Like, what could they be doing that would make you happy about
what would make me happy is getting rid of the goddamn authority. We're tired of seeing the same old bullshit coming from Hunter and Stephanie's goddamn mouth every freaking ass week. Oh, Seth Rollins is our corporate hero, and we got corporate Kane and Jamie Noble and Jordan Mercury kissing our ass. We're tired of the same old bullshit 20-minute promos is what we're getting tired of.
Who would you have be the who would you have be in charge then?
You know who I would have in charge, Howard? I like to see someone like Ric Flair in charge and set the authority in their place. I mean, seriously, enough is enough with the goddamn authority. We've seen this for 2 years now. We don't need to keep hearing the same bullshit week in and week out.
Well, I mean, are you at least happy with the performers? I mean, gosh, I mean, with people like Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins busting their ass. Dolph Ziggler's been doing awesome.
Well, Dean Ambrose I like. I think he's got a Pillman Terry Funk-esque to him. I do love Ambrose. Rollins is doing pretty good as the heel, but obviously he's being Triple H's little bitch, however, basically, because obviously, however, he couldn't beat John Cena tonight before he had to have Kane say, oh, Kane, help me. Noble, Mercury, help me. I can't do it because I have to – I mean, I've been fighting a good match all this night and my ribs are hurting me. I have no energy left. I'll have to ask Triple H for you guys to come and help me save my ass again. Give me a fucking break. He couldn't do it on his own. And it shows he has no balls at all. And then as far as Ziggler goes, however, I mean, it was nice to see Ziggler beat Kane tonight. Don't get me wrong, however. But once again, they're going to find a way to fuck him over in more ways than one.
Goodness gracious.
Yep. So let's get to the high point. Yeah, we're talking about Raw. But let's get to high point, low point before the night's over, before we get asked JD anything. High point tonight, the Orton promo definitely might be my high point of the night without question. The low point of the night, however, was it was a good main event, however, and then you end up in a cheesy, cheesy, lame ending. So that's what I thought.
All right, then.
All right. Are we ready for ask JD anything?
Yeah, I think we start doing SJD anything. Let's go around to the panel first. Drew, you always want to make this interesting. Start us off.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. I wasn't even paying attention. Shit. let me think of something.
You get caught.
God. But, we're going to make it a better one.
What the fuck happened to Drew?
Quick flip.
I don't know.
He's cutting in and out, apparently. We're losing him.
Hi, this Drew, this is Drew reporting from a bush.
I'm here.
All right, Drew, what's your question?
Anyways, my question is to JD.
Yes.
Kansas City, San Fran, who's going to win?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, San Fran, you got to give credit to them the last couple nights. Baumgartner pitched a great game last night, and the Giants' bats, I mean, really exploded Saturday night. I mean, Casey has to get back in the groove tomorrow night, and I think they can get to Peavy. I think we're going to see Kansas City at least rally and try to at least tie up the series and go one last game, Howard. So I think Casey's going to pull it out somehow. But if not, I got to give a tip of the cap to Bruce Bochy in San Francisco.
Tony, anything for SJD?
What's your Halloween costume going to be?
The guy Alan from The Hangover. The beard, the baby, and the wig.
Oh, wait. Didn't we establish that before? Yeah, no, I gotta
we did that last week. Case. We did that last week, I thought. Yeah.
What is the right way to eat a Reese's?
I don't eat Reese's anymore. I used to eat them like crazy. However, I mean, well, before I had a health issue, however, I used to eat Reese's like mad. So I would say... If just regular Reese's, how I didn't matter what kind. I mean, the white chocolate were good, the peanut butter chocolate. Just put another extra smear of peanut butter on top of each one, because I used to do that all the time, make it more extra.
I have a question.
All right, wait. Oh, go ahead, Drew.
So do you go with the left Twix or the right Twix?
Fuck, that was my question. That legit was going to be the question I was going to ask him. Damn it, Drew.
Just stole your mojo.
Started by Drew.
You know what? I'm lefty, so I'll go lefty. Lefty Twix.
Ah, that's my man. Baby. All right. Drew Crew for life. That's what's up.
Wago, anything from you, however?
No, I got nothing.
Oh, come on, Wago. You got to have something, man.
Yeah, go on. That's
yeah, Wago, come on.
Okay, who would you rather fist, Rusev or Big Daddy V? You wanted a question, they use your fucking question.
Well.
And you have to choose one of them.
If I'm not in the closet by any means, but if there was one guy that needed a fisting, I think it'd be Rusev downstairs. Big Daddy being those man boobs are too much. I'm sorry.
I'm really kind of hesitant to ask another follow-up question after that, which was going to be, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
No comment on that.
Oh, goodness. all right, so I got a couple of questions out of the chat room here. Ferris419 says, I know that JD hates the authority angle, but what kind of heel personalities and factions would you like to see?
Good question. I mean, it's hard. I mean, right now, I mean, obviously they got the whole Miz now thing. They were trying to do the instead of the authority storyline, I know for a while they were trying to do something with the whole Kofi, R-Truth, Big E thing. That kind of fell south, however. I would say maybe bring them back, try to start that up again, maybe. As far as any other factions go, however, it's hard to say right now because, like I said, they got so much talent down in the NXT area. However, I mean, they could do an international faction with, like, Zayn, Neville, and maybe a couple other international superstars, maybe, and do an international faction. It would be interesting. I don't know what you could call it, but I think those would be two factions you could look at, maybe, or possibly all girls division, you know? I mean, you got Brie and Nikki Bell obviously still doing their thing, however, but you could start bringing up other people like Sasha Banks, Bailey, Charlotte, you know, something like that.
Silent Wind of Doom asks, do you share his indignity with the Wiz Khalifa song Black and Yellow, given that the colors of the city of Pittsburgh and all of its sports teams is black and gold?
I'm not a Wiz Khalifa fan, no, to answer your question, but I will say the Steelers definitely made Indy feel black and yellow yesterday when Ben Roethlisberger passed all over that defense yesterday. Let me just say that.
Oh, man. All right. I think we are all out of questions for this week, but another very interesting call as always, JD. We always appreciate you calling in, man.
Yes. And like I said, guys, I mean, again, I got to say this, just the ratings are going to be bad tonight. However, like I said, they better start getting guys back soon because, I mean, I wish they would just end this goddamn authority storyline. I mean, I'm tired of JBL being an ass-kissing suck-ass for Triple H and blowing him every chance he gets. Or, oh, I think Triple H is the best thing for business. And meanwhile, Cole and King are, like, being the reasonable people. However, I think people are just being sick of the same old bullshit week in and week out. They got to do something soon. I mean, this is going on 2 years now. They've got to end this thing. And end
I got
it
a
soon.
Question.
Oh, fuck you, Drew.
Hold on. Drew has the last question. Give him some space.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Drew.
I mean, it is JD's show.
Yeah, come on. We got Stephanie McMahon.
which is right up her alley because she sounds like that.
Exactly.
Go on.
Come on. We got Stephanie, Nikki, and Lana. You got to marry one, kill one, and fuck one. Go.
All right. Marry one, kill one, and fuck one. Let me think. Okay. Mary would be Mickey James.
Not Mickey James, Nikki Bella.
Oh, Mary one, Nikki Bella, definitely. Hands down. I'm going to take Mary Nikki Bella over any of those two. Kill
Why?
One would
Why
be long.
Why not marry Stephanie for the money?
Oh, God damn it, Drew. It doesn't need to be a big
Drew.
Discussion.
No. Wait, hold on. Let me answer him. Because she's married to a twin, and twins are better than money sometimes, so I'm sorry. I'm going against any of you guys on this. Twin magic. Wouldn't you like to have twins as your in-law and your wife? I certainly would. I'm sorry. I hope my girlfriend is here.
She's got a set of twins I'd like to have.
But kill, I would say Lana. Put her on a Singapore rack and stretcher and maybe just absolutely beat her to senseless, even if she's somewhat fair-looking. And Stephanie, what was the other one? Kill Mary, and what was the third one?
Fuck.
Mary, kill, fuck.
Well, I'm still going to say Mary and F, Nikki Bella, and then kill and stretch out Lana and Stephanie. Sorry.
It's all good.
All right. Pop out. All right. JD, have a good night, man.
You too, guys. See ya.
All right. Always a wild time live here on megapowersradio.com. We always invite y'all out there to get your opinions heard live on the show. Dial in. Get yourself in line. Area code 760-512-7247 or use the Skype icon at the top of the page. Or also hop in the chat room with Ferris419, Wazili, Silent Wind of Doom.
Yeah.
Lots of guests, get yourself registered with blogtalkradio.com. Head to the bottom, join the chat room. We've got a couple of callers still waiting patiently. I ask you guys just wait a couple minutes longer. I want to return the conversation to the panelists for just a moment while we talk about one of our other big turns we had this evening with the Silverback. Oh, shit. Are we going to get shut off the air because I call him that?
Yeah.
Fuck. Mark Henry. Big Show had a little bit of a problem during their tag match tonight. Big Show was not happy about Mark Henry coming down during his match with Rusev last night. Mark Henry was not happy about the way that Big Show made a tag during the match. They just kept getting in each other's face. Finally, Mark Henry was the one who had had enough, did the World's Strongest Slam onto Big Show, costing them their match against Goldust and Stardust, which was for the tag titles, by the way. I mean, when Tony said he was thinking there was going to be a tag title or just a title switch, and then this match was made, I was like, oh, crap, don't tell me. Like, maybe they're just going to avoid that whole turn that we all thought was going to be happening between the team. They were really just going to run with these guys as a dominant tag team for a while. They could have done it. I would have watched it, but I'm better seeing it go this way. But I'm excited to see heel Mark Henry. I mean, even just hearing the trash talking he was making at the crowd after he slammed Big Show was fantastic. I can't remember exactly what he was saying, but he was... It felt like we were back in the 2011, was it, Hall of Pain era Mark Henry. It was my favorite Mark Henry. So, good to see. What do you guys got to say about it, though?
As far as I'm concerned, I'm very disinterested in this. It was necessary that the fact that Mark Henry had grown stale and, to be quite honest, should have never turned face. I'm glad out of the two it was him, because Big Show as a face is tolerable. As a heel, he's just boring. The only reason I'm against this Mark Henry heel turn is just because there isn't a spot for him to be a heel right now. Too many heels. I don't know what his role's going to be after the Big Show feud.
Not enough planes.
So, yeah, overall, I'm very disinterested. It was a fun little segment, and I like the heel Mark Henry character. I just don't know where they go after this, what's going to be a boring Big Show versus Mark Henry feud, because I've got no interest in seeing these two go at it again either.
Anyone else?
This kind of harkens back to what I said before. This is going to be a feud that really just is there for the stall period, and that's something that I'm not too interested in. I'm not opposed to the idea of Mark Henry turning heel because I like him better as a heel, but I agree with you. Hall of Pain Mark Henry is the best Mark Henry. But what was so great about Hall of Pain Mark Henry is they gave him something to do, and he was beating the shit out of people. If they have Hall of Pain Mark Henry go out there as a heel and all he does is job out to John Cena, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, whoever, then he's not going to be that interesting anymore. And
babyface Big Show is almost as bad as, or actually even worse probably, than heel Big Show if they don't give him anything to do. So a feud between these two really is just something to eat up time and take up another spot on the card, because they need another thing like that for the next 2 months. That's disappointing. I actually would have been down with the old Big Chocolate tag team winning the titles, but that's not going to end up happening. Now they're going to just go with this random heel turn, and the best that I could hope for is that by Royal Rumble, they've been able to build up Mark Henry, and they've had Ryback beat him. I don't want to see that at WrestleMania, and I don't want to see this become some kind of a feud where we've got, you know, the next 3 months, it's going to be Big Show versus Mark Henry on the undercard of some kind of a pay-per-view, because that's going to be really boring. Another thing that's interesting, actually, in this segment, though, and I kind of figured we would talk about it a little bit. Do you guys think the same thing I do, where they could have done better by having Mark Henry turn heel last night than during this tag match? Because they almost made it seem like the big turn was because he tagged him weird. And that whole, you tagged me like you don't know me. Like, that's like a lover spat. And that could have been so much better if it would have been a whole issue where he was going to beat Rusev and Mark Henry was pissed because he couldn't take the idea that Big Show could have beaten him and he couldn't, you know?
But then Mark Henry wouldn't be able to cry. And I love crying Mark Henry.
Looked like he cried, actually, tonight.
He was crying.
He was? Oh.
He totally was crying. He totally was crying.
Man.
I told you to be gentle when you tag me. This is, you never listen anymore.
It's like you don't even know me.
I think that what people are not giving credit for to Mark Henry for tonight is grinding up against Cody Rhodes when everyone was chanting sexual chocolate. That was funny as hell.
Drew, you want to close us out on this?
I like it, but I don't know if I will enjoy it. So we'll see what they do with it.
All right. Well, then we're going to head on to our next caller. It's a caller from the 540 area code.
Hold on to your butt.
Let's see what we got here. Caller from 540. 540, you're live on the Raw Post Show. Who's there?
Howdy.
God bless you.
James Josie Wales.
I don't get it.
Who are you, these
got you again.
Oh, you got me.
You sure did.
Oh, Jeff. Oh, you get us every week.
Okay, it's okay. John. Remember that, all right?
Oh, all right, Jeff. Okay. Sorry. I forgot you're not Jeff.
Okay. Well, Jeff, what did you think about Hell in a Cell last night?
Okay, it's John. But, yeah, I think Hell in a Cell was pretty dang awesome.
So it's not
especially
that
main event match between Ambrose versus Rollins. That Hell in a Cell spot with them and putting the tables, that was pretty hardcore right there.
It was.
Hell yeah, it was. Those guys lifted the bar from what a Hell in a Cell match is. Like, the last, like, almost decade of Hell in a Cell matches have been a joke. These guys took it back to what it's supposed to be. Something that's settling a blood feud where two guys go in there and just beat the hell out of each other, shorten each other's careers, and just blow the whole rest of the show away.
What did you think about Raw tonight? So what happened with Mankind versus Undertaker in 1998?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What do you think about Raw tonight, though?
I think I have to disagree with the caller who just called. I think Raw was by far the best, if not the good, but it was the best Raw ever. You had Randy Orton come in there and say, and RKO Seth Rollins and get out of the authority. The hell? And
that would be damn, you know?
And how about feed me more? Feed me more.
What the fuck is wrong?
Great to see Ryback.
More.
Absolutely. Happy to see Ryback back. He's a fantastic...
With that music playing, I hit the roof when I heard that music. And guess what? Bo Dallas says he believes. Well, guess what? He believed in a shell shock.
Oh, that was clever. It's very true. I'm sure he does now.
Mm-hmm. The main event between Cena and Rollins. Hands down, I gotta give this match a good thumbs up if it hadn't been for the interference of Kane. But that ending with everybody coming out to brawl. Raw was from San Antonio, right?
Yes, it was. Home of the Spurs. Go Spurs, go.
I referred that brawl to the Alamo Brawl. Remember in the 1830s when the Alamo took place?
I wasn't alive in the 1830s. I'm sorry.
I know. Me too. Well, I know my high school history. School history. Just to all let you know, my United States history. But that compared me to like a big brawl in the heart of Texas. And all my exes live in Texas.
Good. What was your high point, low point for tonight's show, man?
High point. I think high point was the three things I was talking about. And the low point is Nikki and Bree's storyline.
Yeah, that's definitely, and we have a whole month of that to look forward to.
Can I stay on the line and ask you guys something?
Sure. What's up?
I want to talk about two things first. The Cena Aforney Survivor Series match.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me sit down because I talk.
Should we all sit down for this?
Cena. I mean, he has to start looking for partners now. I mean, with Orton just turning a baby face, would you think if we would see Orton being Cena's side, although they did?
I wonder if I just left him on unmute, how long it would take him to realize that he's there.
So can they hear us right now?
No, I have him on screen.
Oh, okay. Wait, is he still talking?
Let's see if he's still going.
A lot of people lining up in John Cena's team, and there's a lot of people.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Fuck.
So, I wonder if we can just keep doing the show and just come back once in a while. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'll put him back on. Oh, you there, buddy?
Yeah, hello? Like I was saying, I was talking about Cena's team and the Authority's team. Now that we've seen Randy Orton turn face, will Cena and Orton be partners at Survivor Series? I mean, I know there's a lot of people trying to. I know John Cena's gonna have to recruit to look for somebody. And I think he found his first partner tonight in Dolph Ziggler. But Cena has to look for some more partners. And I'm sure every superstar would be willing to sign with the Authority. I mean, we saw Ryback come back. He could be an asset for Team Cena. And then again, you could have a return of Roman Reigns as well.
Yeah, I mean, you got all these people on the sidelines waiting to come in. Daniel Bryan's going to be due back not too long from now. Wade Barrett is on the bench as well and due back to be coming in the next few months. It's with all the stars that are already there, the stars who are waiting on the bench to be in soon, and all the people at NXT, as I was saying earlier, it's an exciting time in wrestling right now.
And truthfully, I want to say one thing. I do not want to see Noble and Mercury on the Authority's team at Survivor Series.
Oh, why not?
Because they couldn't make it in the because they're just like the Briscoe Patterson of 1998.
He's fat.
Yes,
what?
Mm-hmm. What? Hoodie Stone Cold? What?
Now I'm acting like Roy. Stone Cold, but anyway, we should see a great match between Team Cena and Team Rollins at Survivor Series. The next question is, I know that we're 1 minute away from the video.
Oh my fucking god.
Wait. What are you doing?
Wow.
Are you getting that game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm talking about it is because it's going to be a fantastic game. I mean, all the video games I've seen on Xbox 360, all the WWE 12, 13, and 14 series games I've gotten, they were very good.
You got a really good point. You do get a really good point. Are you getting it?
Yes, I am.
So wait, are you getting it tonight or right now? Because it's 12 o'clock.
No, I'm going to get it tomorrow.
So
I don't
Wednesday?
Think any place is still open at this time.
No.
Yeah. Let's go like a Walmart.
I'm really, I live in Front Royal. Walmart has all that stuff, too. But I'm really interested in those video games because there are going to be video games you've seen in the old WWE games, like the casket match. We haven't seen that on SmackDown 2, Know Your Role, and the Three Stages of Hell, which I believe was out of there since 2007. It's going to be a lot of, and also the WWE Showcase mode with Cena, Punk, and Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Really looking forward to that, and I'm also looking forward to Who Got NXT and My Career mode.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And it's I have my game pre-ordered for the PS3. Looking forward to playing that. But listen, man, we have to start heading to a break.
Before I go, I have a spoiler alert. Thing.
Okay, what is it?
Washington beat Dallas.
Oh, we'll never know. Oh, that sucks, man.
Yep. All right.
All right, man. Have a good night, Jeff.
You too.
Bye, bye-bye. Jeff.
My goodness. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back in a second.
Attention, maggots. This is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
Hey, everyone. We're back on MegaPowersRadio.com for our Raw post show. Already been a crazy night live here on MegaPowersRadio.com. We want to continue inviting all you out there to get your voices heard on this very show tonight. Tell us what you think about Hell in a Cell. Tell us what you think about Raw tonight. Tell us what you think about our eccentric callers. Tell us whatever the heck is on your mind. Forget it, it's pretty open forum. Area code 760-512-7247. We also have the chat room rolling as always. All right, guys, we have a little bit more to talk about that went down tonight. I don't know if this technically counts as a turn, but since we're talking about turns, we'll just group this one in there. Paige comes out, does commentary during a match between Alicia Fox and AJ. Paige ends up not being happy with Alicia Fox's bestie performance, I guess you could say, or the way she's being a bestie. She's the worst bestie ever, I believe was her exact words. She interferes in the match, causes Alicia Fox to get pinned by a roll-up from AJ Lee, and after the match attacks Alicia Fox viciously. I don't know if this means a potential face turn for Alicia Fox to have some sympathy feuding with Paige. I think that's fine. I could watch that for a month. It's not that I want to see long term, but if they're going to have concurrent storylines going on, if they could find someone good for AJ Lee to feud with, and if they could find someone good for Paige to feud with too, they should continue doing that at all times. And Alicia Fox is a lot better than most people would give her credit for. So I'll sit back and watch this and see where it goes. As long as Alicia Fox ain't pouring soda on herself, we don't need to go back to that.
Yeah, I like that.
So I would shut up, Drew. What do you think about it, Drew?
hostility room. It's tight. I mean, last time they had like 5 diva storylines at once. It was terrible. And we had like 4 diva matches on Raw, so.
There's no such thing anymore.
I know. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I'm not gonna shit on it yet, but I'm not gonna say anything positive about it. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Wago, anything?
Yeah. I don't care.
Because I rip my pants!
I wish Paige would rip her pants.
I was going to say, you notice that the back of her, or whatever you want to call them, were getting a little torn up?
No, but I'm going to go rewind.
Chaz. Tony, anything?
I just want to say that it's not Jeff.
Oh, it's not Jeff. Okay.
whatever. It doesn't really matter. I haven't given a shit about Paige in a while, so I'm not going to give a shit here. Why not?
You know, they turned Alicia Fox, I think. But you know what I think they should have done? They should have turned the page.
Wash your hands. The Paulus.
The Paulus.
Is that how he left when he took a piss next to you?
Sure, something like that. We had a big return tonight. Bo Dallas came out. That's not who returned. I guess he hasn't been on Raw too often, though, so it is kind of a surprise to see him. He made an open challenge to anybody who wanted to face him for a match, and it was answered from Ryback, who came out pretty much doing his traditional squash match that he was doing a couple years ago. He's doing the Feed Me Mores. He's got the Not Pyro. Guys, it's Not Pyro. it's pretty cool to see Ryback back. The crowd loved him. They were going along with the Feed Me More chants. It was fun to watch, and I'm happy to see Ryback back. The sky's the limit, I think. Well, maybe not that much, but they can at least do a lot with him, and I hope they continue to do so. I honestly could take if they want to do a few months again of him doing like the double jobber squash matches, and you got to have them do like the cheesy promos before too, just because. No, just do that whole thing over again. I could do another couple months of that. Anything you guys think though?
Oh, it was so cool. If only Drew got to see it, but he didn't. Oh. No, but seriously, I'm really happy that he's back, and I love that they. Fans are eating his face shtick up straight away. He got majorly over the last time he did this, and if they're going to support him like the heel run never existed, terrific. They can hashtag Ryback Reborn. They can make this a big thing and have him have a big comeback and maybe a mid-card title since he never really did that previously. There's a few options open for him, and since we don't have many big baby faces left, if they want to put him against Brock Lesnar on a throwaway pay-per-view, I'm fine with that.
Well, you know, we were all watching and enjoying this segment, but everyone else was probably wondering. Where in the world is... So, Drew, what did you think of this segment?
Oh, 5-star classic. I hate my life.
Tony, how are you?
Very, very happy that Ryback's back. Very, very happy that he's back as a babyface, because that was so much better being able to cheer on Ryback instead of that the heel run that he had. The only part that was good about his heel run was the very beginning when he was the bully. And you know what would be even fucking better is if he was a babyface and they kept the bully thing going on.
Oh, no, no,
like,
no.
The first thing they just bully the baby, the heels that are like the wimpier heels, like the Heath Slaters and the Bo Dallases and stuff like that. If he could like slap Tuna in their faces, that'd be fucking awesome. And that'd be like the best of both worlds.
Now here's my question. He keeps saying feed me more like he's really freaking hungry. Then why does he waste Tuna by slapping it into people's ears?
Well, say they used to call him Big Hungry, and then Vince didn't like that anymore, so he's just the big guy. He's still hungry, but he's not allowed to acknowledge that on air. And if they had any kind of, like, shots of him eating tuna,
they would need to get some kind of a deal, like John Cena did with the Fruity Pebbles. They'd need to get a deal with Bumblebee Tuna, and they're not willing to have Ryback do that.
Oh my God, do you fucking think?
Well, now see, these questions lead to more questions. If he's hungry, is he hungrier than Seth Rollins?
Well, Seth Rollins only has a hunger for blinds, and I'm pretty sure he just wanted to tenderize the tuna before he devoured it. Hence why he beat people with it.
Well, actually, I think it's because he left the dinner table because he was pissed off at his stepdad as well. That's why he's forced to eat the blinds.
Can I ask you guys, have you ever seen the grocery store brawl?
The one
Booker
with
T and Austin?
Austin? Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's awesome too. But no, there's a Japanese match where like 10 guys just battle all over a grocery market. And like there's a parts of the match where like they're slapping each other with fishes and like they're battling all throughout like pie shops and pharmacies and like restaurants and like everything you can imagine that would be in a little market square.
Nope, never seen that.
It's fantastic. Cool. We did it on Keeping Kayfabe once. Let's go give a shout out to a show I don't give a shout out too much for. Go inspect that. We did that for an episode of that. It's one of the most unique matches you'll ever see. I recommend going inspecting that. The hell were we talking about again?
Right back.
Oh, yeah.
The silver Ryback
rules. He had kind of like an NWO vibe to him. I kind of dug it.
NWO? How so?
His attire?
Like it was the black and white, and it had that like spray paint look to it.
I did think that it was funny that he actually has big guy on the center.
Well, he's kept that part about it. Dude. He's kept that part about him, at least. I mean, when he came down to the ring, he shouted, "The big guy is back."
Right.
So what does this mean for Curtis Axel?
He can fuck off and die.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to go for him, which is good, because fuck Curtis Axel.
Yeah. Never met anyone named Curtis that's a good person.
Or Axel.
What about Larry?
Larry the Axe Hennig?
Sure, why not?
So...
Looking through my notes here, the only thing of else that I really thought was significant here was there was a segment where John Cena comes out and he's doing his typical John Cena shtick, and I was really tuning out, but all of a sudden Stephanie McMahon comes in out of nowhere and she starts courting John Cena to join the Authority. She's saying that the Authority can guarantee him access to that WWE title. Cena completely refuses. He says he's there for the people and all his usual bullshit again, as usual. Triple H comes out, though, and makes an even more compelling argument about how John Cena is getting old and the Authority can make it all so much easier for him. And it looked like John Cena was really starting to consider it. And I have to say, this whole thing is intriguing me. I would love to see John Cena join the Authority. And I'm pretty sure there's absolutely no possible chance of this ever happening. But I could if they just took the chance and they had John Cena join the Authority, say he turns at Survivor Series, do like an Austin turn there where he joins them there and go forward from there. Have John Cena be in the Authority, beat Brock Lesnar using the Authority. Well, I guess don't have him turn at Survivor Series. Have him turn when he's facing Lesnar. Have him win that title with the help of the Authority. Go on to WrestleMania facing, I guess, like Dean Ambrose, wins the Royal Rumble to go against him at WrestleMania. Ambrose wins against the heel John Cena, cementing him as the new babyface, but out comes Seth Rollins with the Money in the Bank, continuing to be the thorn inside in Dean Ambrose, reigniting their feud and keeping that moving forward. How much would that freaking kick ass if they would play that out like that?
It's a fun concept, but I don't know if they'd be able to deliver on it. And as far as
why the hell not? Because why the hell not? What would be holding them back?
Yeah, I don't think they're ever gonna turn John Cena heel just because of the Austin heel turn. As entertaining as it was, essentially killed the most popular era in pro wrestling. And by
but
no
this
means
isn't the most popular era in wrestling.
Hmm?
This is by far.
I know what I was about to say.
Nowhere
I know,
near a most
I know
popular
John Cena
era
isn't on the level of, say, a Stone Cold Steve Austin, but right now, merchandise sales, ticket sales, he's the guy. And until they're ready to groom someone for that position, which looked like it was going to be Roman Reigns, but partially he blew it, and then he got, was it a hernia or something? So
yeah,
they need to find that guy that's ready to take John Cena's spot, and they've got Daniel Bryan lined up if he can get healthy, maybe Roman Reigns if he can garner any interest again, and perhaps Dean Ambrose, but until they're ready to little more like solidified with that position. I would never consider turning John Cena heel.
Now, what do you guys got anything you want to throw into this, Tony?
I have zero faith whatsoever that this is indicating any kind of a heel turn. I think that this was just another instance where they were like, you know what? We have to somehow justify putting John Cena in a Survivor Series match, and we need to make it a big enough angle to where people won't pay attention to the whole fact that the Lesnar thing's not happening this month. So let's make it about the Authority, because that's the big set of heels. And what are we going to do for a means to get John Cena and the Authority to feud? Well, we're just going to draw attention to the fact that Cena needs to get cheered against us. So how are we going to do that? We're going to do the same thing we always do. We're going to tease some kind of a heel turn and have John Cena say, no, I'm going to fight for the people. That's it. I don't put any stock into this being anything else whatsoever. It's fine, though, because even though they could do better things than that, this could be interesting. Just the idea of the elimination match itself. And really, it's no different than if they would have just said, look, at Survivor Series, we're going to have a traditional elimination match. And John Cena, you beat Randy Orton. And what the fuck, why not just be a captain of your team because you're one of the big guys here. And here you go. They could have done that, and I still would have been equally as interested, because I'm not putting any faith whatsoever in this being a heel turn or something.
Drew, you got anything you want to round us out with that?
No.
Well,
all right then. Thanks for your input, Drew.
Well,
all right. Yeah, well,
I was kidding, though.
He's fat.
Well, I did want to mumble something very, very low in the background instead.
Yeah, continue all talking, right. Peyton, so I can talk over you.
Well, this should get interesting. We have a restricted caller, so let's see what the restricted caller is about.
On to your butt.
Restricted. Who's there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, can you guys hear me? Oh, yeah. How far do you think John Cena's going to go with this?
With what exactly?
With mean horrible, since wrestling's all fake.
Probably a while. It's been going on for quite a bit.
Yeah, he's already been doing it over a decade, and he's making millions of dollars, and he's got a really hot girlfriend, and he's got like a dozen freaking high-end cars, and he's got a really nice mansion.
And you don't, because you like wrestling.
Well, no. Hang on. Let me get this. You ask, why do you watch it if wrestling is fake? However, almost everything on television is fake. It's all scripted. How is this any different than The Walking Dead?
It's no different. It's all a form of brainwashing right now.
But why would you watch
wrestling? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the bigger question, though, is what is the right way to eat a Reese's?
Are you not sports entertained? Is that your question?
Without your teeth.
You sound like a neckbeard.
I am a neckbeard.
So what do you watch that's so awesome, then?
I watch Little Boys Fuck My Bathroom.
It's even better.
Oh.
I like that.
But it's still better than wrestling.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. That was so clever. I'm so happy that you came up with that response. All right. Fuck off.
Yeah, you keep him on the line. No, he's got to run out of material.
Come on.
Come on, guys.
Nah.
Come on.
If he had to resort to something like that, he's already out of steam.
Oh, man. Ricky the Steamboat needs to help him out here.
Silent Wind of Doom asks, can we have an Ask Neckbeard segment?
Did he answer my Reese's question?
Oh.
No.
Was that the answer of your best way to eat Reese's is fucking little boys? Was that his answer?
Yeah, apparently.
Pretty sure he probably eats Reese's with the wrapper still on.
I don't even need Cheez-Its.
You kidding?
We haven't had one of them in a while.
This guy seriously sat on the line on hold for like 8 minutes to just call it to do that.
I also like how he was restricted because he was worried that we would just say his phone number afterward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would.
Why not?
Right. Well, all right. I think.
Well, fuck you, man.
I think we can keep moving along here. Oh, you know, I should have fucking started playing the Bulk and Skull music.
All right. Next time, if he calls back in, you need to do that. And you need to also.
I always think of the good thing. Damn it. I hate when you think of good something good to say or do after the fact. That's like the freaking one of the worst things to ever happen ever. It's even worse than wrestling.
Yeah
wrestling's just fake.
Oh goodness, sorry. I think it's time to do good, bad, and ugly. The good, the bad, and the ugly, where we talk about what the best part of Raw, what the worst part of the Raw, and what the most embarrassing, god-awful, shitty part of Raw, the part that's almost like watching whatever he was talking about, little boys. I don't even want to... freaking neckbeards. All right, Tony, you're good, bad, and ugly.
I'm going to have two for the good, because I couldn't really get one here. No, too bad. Randy Orton's opening promo was awesome, and so was the return of Ryback. The bad, I'm going to give that to something I already complained twice about, confirmation that Brock Lesnar is taking another month off. And the ugly, it could have gone to accounts receivable Kane. His picture that they're using in his little promos is really kind of awkward, but... what gave a little bit more of an edge than that for the ugly was Hulk Hogan's segment. He's been doing the same promo almost verbatim for months now. All you need to do is you need to replace $9.99 WWE Network with Susan G. Komen. You've got the exact same thing. He literally starts every promo off this exact same way. What you going to do when insert thing I'm promoting runs wild on you, Jack. I'm fucking beyond. I'm beyond the fucking point in this, and I'm looking at a fucking Hulkamania T-shirt that I just got, and I kind of want to like burn it or something. The way that he keeps doing this crap, so he is.
You actually bought a Hulkamania shirt?
No, I didn't buy it. I got it for free.
Oh.
But
is it a pink one?
Is it what?
Is it a pink one?
No, it's a yellow one. I actually got the full costume. It's part of a promotion going on for Smarkout Moment. But, yeah, that's the nice. Ugly. If it wasn't Hulk Hogan the way that he's been looking lately, it's the way that he's been cutting his promos.
All right, Drew, you're good, bad, and ugly.
My good, Randy Orton. My bad, the Bellas. My ugly, not seen right back. The big guy.
Way go.
Okay.
Good, bad, and ugly.
My good goes to Ryback. He rules. That segment was a lot of fun, and I think that's the most alive the crowd came all night. So hats off to him for a successful re-debut. As far as the bad goes, it has to go to that Hulk Hogan segment. I get what they're trying to do. It's a shitty company, and it was a shitty promo, and I've got no interest in seeing that on my television anymore. As far as the ugly goes... it goes to the neckbeard out there that thought it was a really good idea to sit on the line for 8 minutes to insult us and try and lower our self-esteem when really you're just totally fucking pathetic.
Joke's on him. Our self-esteem couldn't possibly get any lower.
Joke's on him. He's talking about us talking about wrestling. We don't talk about wrestling on this show.
Well, it gets me a kick out of him, though. He's like saying, this is why you haven't got a girlfriend. I'm sure he's surrounded by women that are just watching him wait to call in on a bunch of wrestling nerds.
Oh, I believe, as I heard in one of the episodes of South Park that I finally watched from this season, he's going to be drenched in pussy. let's pull out a couple of good, bad, and uglies out of the chat room here before I do mine. Ferris419, I love this one. The good, JD. The bad, not Jeff. The ugly, the neckbeard.
Can JD really be the good in that, though?
Yeah, sure. JD's always good for a laugh. Silent Wind of Doom says, good, Orton being the most entertaining I've seen him. Bad, Ziggler changes his color scheme from pink during breast cancer month. Ugly, when I heard Ryback's music, I thought it was Rusev and Bo was his next feud. when it wasn't, I was sad. You actually wanted to see Rusev and Bo? That. Yeah, seriously. My good, I'm going to give to the returning Ryback. This is awesome. I just hope that they can keep a spot for him as he's going forward. My bad, I am once again going to give to this Roman Reigns interview they did. Just another appallingly short, unnecessary interview. It would have been better just to keep him away. I get they're trying to keep him in people's minds. Just let people miss him. And then when he comes back, he's fresh and it's cool. Like, these are not helping him. These are making him look like he can't stand being on camera for more than 30 seconds.
Maybe he can't.
And, what, you had something to say?
Maybe he can't.
You might not be wrong. Might not be wrong. And my ugly, and I feel horrible for doing this, but I have to give it to that Hulk Hogan pink segment. Like, Hulk Hogan can do so much more. And, like, I think the whole breast cancer awareness thing is great. Susan G. Komen is not. And there's better ways they could have done this, and there's better organizations they could have partnered with for breast cancer or for any cause out there they could have done with this. So that's all I got to say about that. Guys, before we go to our plugs, let's see what Neckbeard's got to say.
Who's back?
Hey, Neckbeard.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Hey, Necky!
What? I'm Neckbeard, but I'm probably using the same thing he used to call. Which was Google.
Oh, okay.
Are you guys? Yeah, yeah.
I can hear your jowls when you talk.
My jowl?
Yeah, your jowls.
What's that?
Do the chickens have large talons?
Do chickens have one? Look, okay. Stuck in my teeth, okay?
What?
What?
Eat your mom's pussy. I got popcorn kernels stuck in my teeth.
I still can't hear you, man. Can you speak up, please? Hello? What did he say?
Dwayne Gretzky?
All right, I'm really sorry, man. Can you repeat what you said? I couldn't hear you.
Yo, that guy's got a theme song too.
All right, well, that was stupid. At least the first caller could go for like 30 seconds.
Okay, so Daniel, Ferris is asking if Daniel Holmes is the neckbeard.
Oh, that neckbeard.
There was Daniel Holmes and there was someone else that was like a random name I'd never seen there before. See if I can find it here. Blake Moody. Daniel Holmes and Blake Moody. It's got to be them. Or maybe it's not. I feel bad if they're just like random new fans.
You are new fans, welcome. If you're neckbeard, kill yourself.
Yeah. No neckbeards allowed.
You can only have one.
Daniel Sad Holmes, that we both jumped on that joke.
I don't know about Daniel Holmes. I would trust maybe Danny Newton, but Daniel Holmes is a little bit weird.
Oh, goodness. All right, guys, let's round things out here with some plugs. Drew, start us off.
Drew Crew for Life, at Drew Sif White for the Twitters. Do whatever these guys tell you to do. Miguel Show, the Uncool Talk Show. Yeah. And that's about it.
All right, thanks, Drew. Way go.
Welcome.
I can't wait for Miguel to go off on you one day. I hope Tony records it. As far as what I've got going on, check out Addicted to Anime on Mega Powers Radio. It's a monthly podcast that we do. You can find all our information on facebook.com/addictedanimefans. Me and John are also going to be at Yomacon in Michigan, so downtown Detroit. If you're going there, I hope to see you there. And also check out UDMMA for all your MMA needs. You can go to UDMMA.com, Facebook.com/UDMMA, and Twitter.com/UDMMA. For all your MMA needs, it's UDMMA.
All right, and Tony, finish them out.
Hey, you like Walking Dead? Well, go to FanboysAnonymous.com. We're doing a contest right now where you can win a free Walking Dead Zombie Horde t-shirt. And we're going to be announcing the winner on Halloween. So you have a couple more days where you can take advantage of that. You earn a point for an entry each time that you follow one of our accounts on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, or if you share the image that is on our Facebook or share it in some other fashion like that. All you got to do is leave a comment below on the page that is up for fanboysanonymous.com, and you will get your chance to win. And let's see, for everything else wrestling related, you can go to smartoutmoment.com and follow that on iTunes and Stitcher and youtube.com/smartoutmoment. Follow everything else like the Bleacher Report stuff and the All Talk Show and everything else we have going by following A Mango Tree and Tony Mango all over the place. There are links everywhere. Go searching. You'll find them.
All right, folks, before I completely wrap things up here, I just want to tell all the people listening live, stick around after we play the outro music. We're going to, you know, continue doing a little thing extra for you people who are joining us live. We like to do something special. So all you folks out there who are listening, listening on the archive version, you should be joining us live here on MegaPowersRadio.com every single Monday night following the conclusion of Raw. Of course, if you can't make it, we understand. We urge you to continue listening on the archive version on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, and SmartOutMoment.com. And until next time, I'm Mike Payton for Tony Mango, for Stephen Huego, and for Drew White. Everyone have a good night, and we'll talk to y'all next week.